This is the Composer's Datebook for January 24th. I'm John Zek. On this day in 1946, Igor Stravinsky conducted the New York Philharmonic Orchestra in the first performance of his Symphony in Three Movements, a work inspired in part by World War II newsreels. Each episode in the symphony, Stravinsky wrote, is linked in my imagination with a specific cinematographic impression of the war. But the symphony is not programmatic. Composers combine notes, that is all. How and in what form the things of this world are impressed upon their music is not for them to say. What Stravinsky did say was that images of goose-stepping soldiers influenced its first movement, and its third movement was inspired in part by newsreels of the victorious march of the Allies into Germany. The themes of the middle movement had nothing to do with the war. They consisted of bits and pieces Stravinsky salvaged from his unused and unfinished score for the 1943 movie The Song of Bernadette. The movie's producers decided instead to go with a score by a lesser genius but more experienced film composer, Alfred Newman. To Stravinsky's embarrassment, Newman's music for The Song of Bernadette won an Oscar for the best film score of 1943. But Igor needn't have felt too chagrined. His symphony in three movements may have failed in Hollywood, but it triumphed at Carnegie Hall. Composer's Datebook is supported by Progressive Insurance, small business protection for more than vehicles, with specialized coverages to protect against financial loss. More at progressivecommercial.com. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.